Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 17th. Two directions of forgiveness.
This week's teaching looks at how, through the blood of Jesus, all of our sins can be forgiven. Today, Derek looks at two different forms of forgiveness, and what lies at the heart of both of them. Forgiveness is one of the most beautiful words in any language. What makes it such a special and beautiful word? Consider some of the results that flow from forgiveness. Reconciliation, peace, harmony, understanding, fellowship. How our world today stands in such dire need of these things. In contrast, consider some of the consequences that flow from our failure to give and receive forgiveness. Bitterness, strife, disharmony, hatred and war. At times it seems as though the entire human race is in danger of being overwhelmed by these evil, negative forces. If we're ever to rise above these conditions, it'll be as we learn to apply the principles of forgiveness. There are two directions of forgiveness presented in the Bible. These two directions are portrayed by that great symbol of our Christian faith, the cross. The cross has two beams, one vertical, one horizontal, that represent the two directions of forgiveness. The vertical beam represents the forgiveness that we all need to receive from God, and can be received only through our identification with the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The horizontal beam represents our relationship with our fellow men, and it speaks of the forgiveness that, in this case, has two directions: the forgiveness we need to receive from others, and the forgiveness we need to extend to others. Once again, the only place that we can receive the grace for that kind of forgiveness is the cross. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I not only receive God's forgiveness, I also open myself up to receive the forgiveness of others, and I extend my forgiveness to them as well. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.